You're up to date. It's 3 minutes past 10.
Skews at 10. With Cardboard Shoes, Keith Skews.
Now is the time to say goodbye.
A very warm welcome to the programme called Excuse Me, edition number 500, with a dateline of Sunday, the 27th of September, 2020. In tonight's show, artists will include ABBA, The Beach Boys, Elvis Presley, Sam and Dave, Anita Harris, The Everly Brothers, Bee Gees, Sandy Posey, Walker Brothers, Four Preps, Liberty Studio Orchestra, amongst others. Depending how much chat we've got, we may have to mess out some of those. But there'll be a selection of six number one hit records, which is very important, from yesteryear that you can request. This week's programme will be dealing with my radio career at the BBC here in Norfolk, where I'm based. The middle hour is devoted to the surprise party that Radio Norfolk organised for me in March last year to mark my 80th birthday. This was produced by Paul Hayes, who's with us this evening, in the control room, ensuring that there'll be no hiccups in tonight's show. We began with some humour from Peter Cook and Dudley Moore with their hit record of Goodbye, a very sad word in my dictionary, especially this evening. But I mustn't be downhearted and try to remember the good days. I have a feeling in the back of my brain that I'll be able to be heard again at some time, somewhere. Don't know where, don't know when. This is a Skewsy 3-hour type wireless programme from the BBC in the Eastern Counties, taking in BBC Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex, Peterborough, Cambridgeshire, Northamptonshire, Lincolnshire and BBC Three Counties Radio, Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire, to listeners worldwide on iPlayer, the internet and DAB Digital, and various BBC local radio channels on Freeview. One of the most successful records from ABBA, The Name of the Game, and the charts of 1977, where it remained for a period of 3 months. Now, for the past 2 weeks, I've been recalling my time in radio, working with the British Forces Broadcasting Service overseas, Radio Caroline, Luxembourg and London, BBC Radios 1 and 2, and BBC World Service, apart from television, BBC 1. Apart from my radio work, I was also a squadron leader reservist in the Royal Air Force, and in 1994 I'd returned from Dahran in Saudi Arabia and was posted to RAF Marham in Norfolk, working in the Public Relations Department. And on one occasion at Marham, I met Tony Mallion from Radio Norfolk, who remembered me from my earlier days of broadcasting, and I believe he mentioned this to BBC management. I worked alongside a fellow squadron leader, Ed Bulpert, who was shortly to retire from active service, still lives in Norfolk and in Norwich. He said to me, RAF Marham has been invited to the opening of a new radio studio for the BBC in King's Lynn. Why not come along? Well, I did, and we were met by David Clayton from Radio Norfolk, who would later become the station manager. More about Mr. Clayton in the second and third hours. But once we were introduced, David said, I would recognise that voice anywhere. You're the only man I know who enters a room voice first. We must get you back on radio, he said. And he later spoke to his boss, another Keith Salmon, and I was invited to present an afternoon show on Radio Norfolk on a bank holiday Monday. This, in turn, led to me presenting a nightly late-night radio show across the eastern counties. The first series was called The Keith Skews Show. Original, isn't it? That notched up over 2,000 editions. Then followed Pirate Radio Skews for 3 years. And then finally, this series, Skews Me, which today celebrates its final edition, number 500. I also presented a Saturday rock and roll show in 2007. That went across the eastern counties. That was only for a short while and was later handed over to my colleague Brian Keith at Radio Northampton. And I believe he's still there to this very day presenting that series. But at Radio Norfolk, I was invited to present a Sunday afternoon show called Radio Times. I took over suddenly following the sad death of John Taylor. I did mention a couple of weeks ago that my initial interest was with the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, going back to my school days, basically. I was invited to a live broadcast whilst I was a schoolboy at the Altrincham Grammar School in Cheshire in the 1950s. The announcer on the programme was Roger Moffat, whom I discussed in the last two programmes, and he asked me from where my surname originated. And I said, well, Skews comes from Cornwall and very popular in the Helston area. He said, what a coincidence. He said, the Northern Dance Orchestra is scheduled to play that tune in this afternoon's programme, the Helston Floral Dance, later in the programme. The NDO did eventually record that tune on a gold CD disc, NDO 1, a few years ago. I have never in the whole of my life been able to obtain a copy. So if anyone listening can point me in the right direction, I would be eternally grateful, because it was just one of my favourite tunes by the BBC NDO. My colleague here at the BBC, Paul Hayes, who's with us in person this evening, managed to locate a live version from some BBC radio show of yesteryear. And if you cross your fingers, here it comes. I've not got over it yet. I don't suppose I will until probably... Can you invite me back in 2 weeks' time and I'll prepare some carefully written and well... rehearsed ad libs.
You did quite a good speech for a man who wasn't expecting to do one.
Well, I wasn't expecting to do one. I didn't know what to say, because David Clayton had said all the stuff beforehand and you'd all been briefed about what was going to happen. The only person who hadn't was me. And I was just speechless.
Keith Skews, speaking to me at his 80th birthday and 60 years in broadcasting party last year. In an ideal world, Keith, we'd have had a big party this year to celebrate all you've done for radio and all you've done for so many of us who've worked with you. That hasn't been possible, of course, but we couldn't let you go without gathering at least a few familiar voices to say goodbye and to say thank you.
Skewsy, had it not been for you, I wouldn't be in radio. I wouldn't have had a career in radio myself. I had a little transistor radio sitting on top of an ice cream fridge at a Galston seafront stall back in 1967, you and your watery wireless mates were burbling out over the radio, playing great songs and just having fun. I wanted to be on the radio. And I was, and you were the inspiration. Thank you so much. You have had a brilliant, brilliant career. I hope you managed to put your feet up. Enjoy a whiskey, and don't forget those double time checks.
Hey Keith, let me take you back to 1991. Yes, 29 years ago our paths first crossed in the upstairs studios at BBC Radio Sheffield. I went away from Sheffield, I came back, I ended up back in Norfolk 17 years ago, and there you were again. Many, many regional late shifts together over the years. And finally, it looks like you're calling it a day. I hope you have a great retirement. All the best from Bob.
Hello, Skewsy. It's Anne Charles here. I can't believe you're retiring. I wanted to say thank you for all the help you gave me and all the other broadcast assistants at the start of our careers. My first proper broadcasting shift was answering the phones on your programme. I then went on to do the sound, and since then I moved to London, I made programmes for Radio 4 and the World Service, and I've travelled all over the world working in radio technology. Life's come full circle because one of my customers now is the company that makes the radio phone-in system that I started out using all those years ago with you. I just wanted to send you loads of love for the next stage of your adventure. Good luck, and it won't be the same without you.
Keith Skews, greetings from Germany. This is Luke Tuddenham in exile, and I'm sorry to be missing your last on-air light, or your last regular on-air light, in person, but we'll try to waggle the cat's whisker accordingly this end and raise a noggin to you, or if not a noggin, possibly a cup of tea a la Skews, that is to say, with six sugars, but don't stir it. I don't like it sweet.
Oh my word, Mr. Keith Skews, Cardboard Shoes, how I loved working on your show, sometimes staying well past the time that I was meant to go. Yes, it is Dave Webster, Dave the Legs Webster, stuffing those brown envelopes with the Skews letters, coming to chat to you about the birthdays was really my breakthrough moment in broadcasting. And now, would you believe it, sometimes I have a little show on other radio stations in and around this area. People may still be able to hear me, but it was an absolute pleasure to be at your birthday a little while ago. Are you still in your mid to late 50s? Congratulations on everything that you've done. I know also congratulations for Sarah Thompson as well, who listens to you in New Zealand. So from both of us, a lot of love, look after yourself, and I'll always remember, it's time for the birthdays.
Hello, Skewsy. It's the other Keith here, Keith Greentree. You don't realise it, but it was many, many years ago, back on when you were on Radio London. Yeah, Big L. You, along with Tony Blackburn, Kenny Everett, Dave Cash. It's you that inspired me to get into radio. I really wanted to do it, having listened to you. And 25 years later, would you believe we met up when you came to BBC Eastern Counties? I was already there, and it was a pleasure to meet you. And I admired you, and I looked up to you, actually, because, as I say, you were the man that inspired me. And then, would you believe? You would believe, because we did shows that back-to-back with each other. You did the 10 till 1 show late in the evening on BBC Regional Radio, and I did the night shift on BBC Regional Radio. I was in one studio and you were in the other one. We called it together when we did a talk up, Keith FM. So you finished at one and I came on at one and went on to six. They were great days, Keith. In fact, I've looked up to you and enjoyed your broadcasting all these years. You have a great retirement, my friend, but you won't retire. You'll be back, and it's good to know that you're fit and well and going to enjoy your retirement. See you, mate. Ta-da.
Hello, Keith. It's Technical Bobby from Down Under in Melbourne. Well, where does one start to acknowledge the journey of your good self in the wonderful land of radio? I'm so very proud to be a small part of the way you came to discover the changes from analogue to digital radio production. May I wish you all the best in your future, whatever it brings you, Keith. And thank you for everything you have done to entertain us all in those fantastic radio days you have given us. So, in the meantime, it's bye for now, and God bless you, Keith. Take care, mate.
Hi, Keith, it's Samuel Ball here. I worked with you on Skews Me from 2010 through to 2012, although at the time it was called the Skews Collection when I first joined. Keith, what I learned from you over those 2 years was remarkable. There is nothing that you don't know about music or artists or how to get the best out of those artists when it came to interviews. And it was over those 2 years that I learned so much that I've now taken into my own radio broadcasting career. From everyone, and I'm sure it's been echoed tonight, thank you for what you've done for radio over the many, many years. And I'm sure this won't be the last we hear from you, but can I just say thank you. Thank you so much. You are a radio legend, and I hope that we get to hear you again sometime soon. May God bless you, Keith, and Jambo World.
Hello, Thordis here. It is hard to believe it's about 10 years since I worked with you, pootling to the forum in my little Morris Minor and playing the latest tracks that I'd heard on your show. I tell you, there are so many songs I hear and think of you, from Herman's Hermits, There's a Kind of Hush, to the Bee Gees' You Win Again. It was just such a joy spending those Sunday nights in your company. And here I am sending you a massive hug like we had every week and a heartfelt thank you for everything you taught me. Best wishes for a wonderful retirement.
Just a few of the many, many people who've worked with you here on the BBC in the Eastern Counties over the past 25 years who wanted to help say goodbye. To which I, of course, would like to add my own personal thank you, Keith. I've been lucky enough to work with you off and on for the past 13 years. Working on Pirate Radio Skews on a Sunday night was my first ever paid shift at the BBC. We've made some very special programmes together, and I'll always remember our trip to Broadcasting House in 2017. So, Keith, thank you. It's sure to be a very emotional final hour for you now. But before then, there's just time for an appearance from some very special guests who've been an important part of many of your shows down the years. The Pips of the Greenwich Time Signal.
And that's probably the last time you'll hear the Pips at this time of night. Paul Hayes, what a... I was in tears, actually, in the studio here, just listening to some of those wonderful people I've worked with over all these years whilst I've been in Norfolk. Just thank you very much indeed. I've got to... excuse me. I've got to do a final hour now and try and sound as if I'm a broadcaster. I'm just going to have a cough. Hold on. Hopefully you didn't hear that. Close the microphone. Anyway, it says down here on this carefully rehearsed and well-written ad lib, welcome... Say it with feeling, it says here. Welcome to the final hour of the last ever Excuse Me programme from the BBC in the Eastern Counties. Well, looking back through my diaries spanning 25 years here in Norfolk, I've been very fortunate in meeting and interviewing a lot of pop stars and groups who either visited the county or I went to interview them elsewhere. They include Cliff Richard, The Hollies, Status Quo, David Essex, The New Seekers, ABBA, Sir George Martin, Leapy Lee, Rick Wakeman, The Searchers, The Walker Brothers, songwriter Mitch Murray, PJ Proby, Sir Jimmy Young, Marty Wilde, daughter Kim Wilde, Charlie Lansborough, Daniel O'Donnell, John Layton, and the list just goes on and on and on. And I mustn't forget fellow broadcaster Steve Madden. In the early 2000s, we used to chat to each other during his programme. He was broadcasting from Northampton, and I was in Norwich, and he used to present a weekday regional programme just before mine, and we used to exchange verbal whatnots around about 9:45 each evening. And on this occasion, he was talking about clothing and his dislikes for certain colours.
Brown suits are among the things we discussed tonight. You haven't got a brown suit anywhere.
And also, Keith, just finally from me, are you familiar with a gentleman called Tim Davey?
Why should I be?
He's the Director General of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. So that's my job gone anyway, right?
And,
right
away. He has also sent a special message for you. This one isn't in recorded form, so I have to bring this one through to you. So you two chat amongst yourselves for a few moments. I shall don my mask and bring it through carefully, clutching it in an alcohol wipe so it doesn't get infected by me as I bring it through.
Gosh, I've never had so many tears in my eyes from laughter and sadness and everything else. It's just been an amazing evening. I don't know quite how I've got through it, apart from the help from Paul. And here he comes, Paul and Jacob. So do I fade all these things out?
You can take that one down. Yes, that's fine. Keith, I have here framed in a certificate, a certificate framed for you. It says, presented to Keith Skews, MBE, to commemorate the occasion of his final regular programme after 61 years in broadcasting. And it's a message from Tim Davey, the Director General. It says, on behalf of every one of your millions of listeners over the years, congratulations on an amazing 61 years of broadcasting. At the BBC, you have been an inspiration, from making history launching Radio 1 in 1967 to your wonderful 25 years on BBC East. We could not be more proud of all that you have done for the BBC and for our listeners. Thank you for it all. And that's from Tim Davey, the Director General of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Wow, that's absolutely marvellous. I shall find a place in my lounge to put that alongside the MBE. That's very kind of you, sir, Tim. I shall drop you a line and see if there are any other jobs going later.
Ever the opportunist.
Don't miss a golden opportunity. Aha. Uh-huh. Right. Right, we've got
There is one more thing, Keith.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Put my microphone up, if
yes,
you don't mind.
It will help.
We do have a song to get to, of course, Mary Hopkin, Those Were the Days.
Yes.
And that song was chosen by your listeners, Keith. And, of course, your listeners are a big part of your programme, and indeed, I'd like to think, a big part of your life, as you are a big part of theirs. And the amount of people I've spoken to on the phones over the years over the months, have really conveyed to me how much you mean to them. And I don't think there'll be a single person listening tonight that isn't going to miss you dearly, and their Sunday nights will never be the same. So I wanted to give them the opportunity to say goodbye to you. So if, when I give you the signal, you press that button just before we hear Mary Hopkin, Those Were the Days, you'll hear some recorded messages from some of your listeners saying thank you for all the incredible years of entertainment they have given you, you have given them. Some have been listening since Radio Caroline and before, some have only just found you in Norfolk, and indeed the rest of the East, but all of them miss you, all of them love you so dearly, and I think it's time we heard from some of your listeners right now, Keith. So hit that button and enjoy your listeners, Keith. Yes, that's the one right there.
Good evening, Keith, and fellow listeners. This is Fred from Fuller Street in Essex. Take care, my friend, and all the best from me. Good luck, Keith. And you haven't played a Dusty record since you've been back.
Dear Keith Skews, this is David Gonsall. Thank you for the music and for the DJ expertise. Enjoy your most well-deserved victory lap.
Hi, Keith. This is Stuart and Marjorie Pearson in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. Just want to wish you all the best for your retirement. All the best.
Happy retirement, Keith.
Hi, Keith. It's Jackie from Kingswear. Your quirky sayings and warmth will be sorely missed over the airwaves. Hopefully Cardboard Shoes isn't retiring, he's just resting.
Hello, Keith. This is Judith Kipnis from Welling Garden City. Thank you for all you have brought to radio and broadcasting. We wish you the very best and good health in your well-earned retirement.
Hello, Keith. This is Steve from Gosoak. I wish you health and happiness for all your interests and endeavours, and hope that you will be back on the airwaves in the near future.
Hello, Keith. It's Christopher Brisland from Ipswich here. Thank you, Keith, for all you've given us over the years, and I will now wish you a long and happy retirement. Best wishes, and once again, I've been Christopher Brisland in Ipswich. You have been Keith Skews, and thank you for all you have done.
Hello, Keith. It's Technical Bobby from Down Under in Melbourne. Thank you for everything you have done to entertain us all in those fantastic radio days you have given us. So, in the meantime, it's bye for now, and God bless you, Keith.
Thank you very much for all the wonderful music you've played for us. That's kindest regards to you, Keith, and that's from Chip and Teresa in Holcombe.
Hi, Keith. This is Tiny von Alverden, and not, but also Christine. I hope you have a lovely, lovely, lovely show, and please come on the channel again.
Hello, this is Christian Balpai from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. We would like to thank Keith for entertaining us over many years and wish Keith good luck and good health in the coming retirement years.
Well, good evening, Keith. It's Chris from Dunstable here. And how I shall miss your catchy theme tune. I found myself whistling it all the way to the shops today. May I just wish you many more happy musical years. And meanwhile, I shall carry on whistling your tune.
Hi, Keith. Diane Robeson here. Diane Douglas as was.
And James Robeson here, remembering those happy times when we all worked together at Radio Hallam in Sheffield in the early 80s.
I had the best time working with you. You were a great boss and are a great friend.
We wish you all the very best.
You're a legend, Keith.
Hello, Keith. It's Joan Denise Richardson here in Potters Bar.
Hello, Keith.
Farewell, old chum. May your cardboard shoes continue to walk the Norfolk Broads in time to some great music. All the best, Joe and Denise.
Bye-bye, Keith.
Albert Finney with Thank You Very Much, with My Thanks to You. Way back in 1965, I interviewed Kiki D in London about her new record called Excuse Me. She had just released I'm Going Out the Same Way I Came In, and listening to the words carefully, I told her that when my broadcasting life comes to an end, whenever that would be, I will play that record in my final radio program. Well, here we are, 55 years later, and I will not break that promise.
You're listening to Keith Skews on BBC Local Radio in the Eastern Counties. I'm Kiki D.
I'm leaving you. We'll be right back.
BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Justine Green, The New York Times.